You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Does this look like a kid who became a straight-A student? Someone who did his homework on time, was valedictorian? No, this was me. I needed a little help with schoolwork, but I was lucky. I had parents who cared enough to check my homework, and they weren't scared off by geometry. Well, maybe a little. So what's the point? Get involved. Check your kid's homework. That's your assignment. You can do it.
Thanks, Anthony Edwards.
It is April 1991. Your mom is driving you nuts. Your dad, who, of course, is an international assassin for hire, is visiting and also driving you nuts. He keeps trying to teach you how to garrote somebody. Together, they insist you stick around tonight for family game night with your irksome brother visiting from college, whose name is something, no doubt. Also, your dog, Magnum P.I., who you haven't talked about in a while. What a nice reminder of all your family members. During game night, Dad announces you're all going on a family vacation, which sounds terrible. A long weekend with this motley crew? No, thank you. And why are you spending your vacation here in town on the sixth floor of the hotel with a clean line of sight across the street from the Holton Hotel, host to the World Economic Summit this weekend? Weird. Anyways, it's time to
listen to Sassy. Well, the direst dad is the jackal?
Maybe. Seems that way. We've already read in the diary he's killed at least two or three people.
Yeah.
So he's a man of action.
Yeah. They probably had a
curious where this is going to go. Where's Pam?
Yeah, Pam's not here. Pam had a family emergency. We are thinking of her. We miss her, of course. We hope to welcome her back as soon as possible. But for now, it's just you and me.
All right. Well, let's just get right into it. The first segment, as always, with our slumber parties is talking about this month's quiz, which was, are you parent tolerant?
Yeah.
So much like being heat tolerant, are you parent tolerant? Can you be around your parents for a while and not die?
Yeah.
There's some questions here that I think need more options, but let's want to start with scores and then go to questions today.
Sure. I sort of went back and forth between trying to answer this in my current mindset versus 1991.
I don't think mine's changed that much.
I mean, mine may not have either, although, you know, I was still living with them then. That was different. I haven't lived in the same country with them for quite some time. But I got an 18, which is almost the highest end of middle.
Well, Tara, I got to tell you, I also scored 18.
Did you?
Me and you, Tara, two of a kind. 18. Let's talk about the questions. Every time there's a family occasion, Dad brags to everyone about your SAT scores. First of all, we didn't have SAT scores in Canada, but I'm going to let this one go. I'm going to answer it. Use my imagination. How do you react to this? The options are A, when you're alone, you politely ask him not to do this.
Yeah.
B, let it slide. If it makes him happy to go on about you for a few minutes, you can deal. Or C, scream, Dad, you're embarrassing me, and stomp out the door. Where's D? Accolades, please. Grade me. I'm ever so smart.
Same.
So I'm giving myself the D answer, which is worth 3 points here, which actually raises my score to 19.
Yeah, I'm like you as well. And the thing is, my dad was the registrar of the university that I attended for undergrad. And so he would never do anything this gauche.
No.
However, that said, I don't know if I ever told you this. After exams.
What's killed a man?
No.
Garroted him.
He took us to the World Economic Forum, and I didn't think that was such a big thing.
I don't know a lot about your dad's past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know some of the highlights.
He's had a lot of jobs.
Professional football referee.
He was.
In the Canadian Football League.
Correct.
But I also would believe he's killed a few people in this time.
Well, you know, he did work on the railroads. So. Yeah.
He's got drive.
Mm-hmm.
He's got discipline.
Yeah.
Those are good qualities in a professional killer. Anyways.
He did also work in a prison for a time.
Hey, really?
There you go. I mean, the official story is he was the chaplain, because this is when he was a Jesuit.
Right.
Who knows? I wasn't there.
Are you, dear listener, saying, Jesus Christ, what didn't he do? Yes. He was also a Sears catalog model?
He was a Sears catalog model when he was a little, like a boy and a young teenager.
Yeah.
He was an ASL interpreter.
Mm-hmm.
He was a Jesuit, as I said.
Yeah.
He worked on the railroad.
Right.
I guess that's it.
I'd like to believe he was all these things at one point in time. There was one month where he was filling all those shoes.
Perhaps.
A Jesuit on the field, refereeing football in an adult version of teenage clothes from the Sears catalog. He's also trying to keep prisoners at bay from entering the field.
Yes.
And he kills one person.
And then he reviews everybody's applications to university.
That's right. That's right.
He was a university registrar. Mm-hmm. And so when grades were submitted, but not yet, like they, if you remember, Dave, grades would be submitted and then you would get like a paper report card basically at the end of term.
Yeah. Your dot matrix.
It was. But as they came in, my dad could check. And so he always was like, I won't check. I won't look if you don't want me to. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I would have no way of knowing if he did, but I always wanted to know because I want to know my grades.
Yeah.
And it was even better when my dad could be the one being like, you got a 92 in that class, and be like, hot damn. Sometimes I did. Yeah, I wouldn't mind this either.
No. So what's yours?
11. Your dad wants to introduce you to the son of a friend of his. Do you agree? A, no. Dad doesn't have a clue as to your taste in guys. B, maybe he might set you up with someone with snot running out of his nose. Then again, he might not. C, probably. Dad would at least know if he was nice. I went with A for that one. No, your dad doesn't have a clue as to your taste in guys. I wouldn't just give him a flat no, but I'd say no, thank you. But I also, again, can't imagine my dad trying to do this.
Yeah, that was where I was at too. I answered the same, but I needed the D option, which is, my family does not deal with emotional issues within the family. There's nothing that can touch that sphere.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going on a date? That's as much as we want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And that is it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very WASPy upbringing.
Yeah. What if this was your mom wants to introduce you to this daughter same of a answer. Friend of hers?
Oh, actually, same answer, but extra no thank you.
Just no, not no thank you.
Well, because the only people my mother ever met outside the house is when she would do things like get her hair done or go grocery shopping.
Yes.
Or see the doctor. And I don't want any of those people in my life. Any of those people's kids in my life.
No.
Yeah.
This is unappealing.
Mm-hmm.
The hysterical hate your parents answers were so over the top in most of these, I would say.
What were the teen movies at this time? Is this the era of don't tell the babysitter, don't tell the mom the babysitter's dead and stuff like that?
The next year, I'm going to check.
But it's in the culture, right?
Yes.
Like the culture is parents are so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Oh, 91. It would come out this summer. So we're a few months away from Don't Tell Mom.
Yeah. So that's the what we're rebelling against five at the time. So I get why these answers are that way, but you know, let's give it up for the do-gooders here. We need some options.
It's true. Mom gives you a puke green sweater for your birthday. You were expecting a leather knapsack. You A, pitch a fit. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
B, thank her for the gift, but ask her later if you can return it. Rude.
Yeah. C, kick your mom right in the box. Or burn the house.
My mother, past a certain point, would never try this because she would know we don't have the same taste.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, give her a big kissaroo and don't let on you don't like it is what you have to do.
Yuck. I don't like kissaroo.
No, I don't either.
Yeah, that sounds like Exhibit B in some trial I don't want to be part of. So 18's across the board.
Yeah.
Another, I mean, this is the story of the sassy quizzes. It's like, yeah, there's a lot of answers that I can give you a good answer for, but there's always three or four, which is like, needs more, figure out a couple options.
Yeah, agree.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Shall we play some calls?
Let's do that.
All right. We had a couple about the massage story, and in sassy style, I'm going to summarize one of these. It was a little dark, but I feel like it's important to pass on the information. Also, the call, it cut off.
How dark is this? Is this dark? I can't play the bummer theme, or is this?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
This is just informational, okay? So this is about the massage story, Pam's terrible experience getting a massage and being exposed to biohazard,
basically. We're heading into some true facts about, okay, got it.
We are. So we got a call from Charlotte, and I'll just tell everybody who doesn't know, you have 3 minutes to leave a message on the line. So if you go over that, it just cuts off. So that's part of why we're not playing it. But the other part is, this is anxious material.
Right. We're going to run it through Tara GPT. And give us a summary.
Okay. I don't appreciate being called that, but I will proceed. Charlotte is a massage therapist. And Charlotte says, if you go to a clinic where, first of all, they're just pulling a sheet off a pile of sheets on the table, if they're not, it means they're not cleaning properly in between.
So you got like a Kleenex box on the bed.
Right. Sometimes they will do that, but it means they're too overbooked to prepare properly between clients. And that's something where you want to call your local regulatory board and say, this clinic is not practicing, it's not using best practices.
If this clinic went to the gym, they wouldn't be wiping down the equipment after they use it.
Or they would be doing it in a very perfunctory way, like just using their sweaty towel instead of the spray.
They grab the bottle, just go psh, psh, with their mouth. Don't actually squeeze anything out.
Exactly.
Okay, got it.
Yes. But Charlotte also says, if you lie down and you sense a previous client's fluids are present, you should go to the desk.
Yeah.
And advocate on behalf of the therapist to somebody in management, because that probably means a client before you, whoever left this, was gratifying themselves during the procedure, which is a common form of sexual assault against massage therapists. But, you know, they might not feel comfortable taking up the chain, don't want to, you know, make waves. But if a client says something, it's going to be taken more seriously. So that's an opportunity for you to speak up for a worker who's, having unsafe conditions at their work.
Advocate. Yes.
All right. So now that we've gotten that out of the way, thank you, Charlotte, for the very good information. Mm-hmm. We also got this from Brandy, and the call quality is poor, but the call content is excellent. Clip one.
Hi, this is a valued guest, Brandy. I was driving and I had to pull over about Pam's massage situation. Reminded me of in freshman year of college, everyone was home from winter break and guy had a house party in an unfinished basement, and my friend came out of the bathroom, she didn't have shoes on, and announced that she had stepped in semen, and she knew it was semen because the couple before her in the bathroom kind of were like zipping up their pants and everything. And that's why I do not go barefoot in unfinished basements and parties. Anyway, she's a soccer mom now with 3 kids. I don't plan on going to my high school reunion this year, but if she's going to be there, I'm going to go just to remind her of this. Also, best place to get massages, Aveda Institute. They have many places around the country. Cheap massages, you can get like a 2-hour spa experience for like $90. Very professional, very clean, because they're students and they're supervised. All right. Catch you guys later. Bye.
Thank you so much. More good information. Good tip. I love the part about just waiting to find out if this person is going to the reunion so that you can go and needle her. Remember that time? Of course they do. They think about it every day.
Oh, but there's somebody out there that had that same experience but slipped on it.
Oh, true.
Just saying, in a universe with infinite possibilities, that's definitely something that's happened to somebody.
Oh, all right. Let's move on to our teen life call, clip number 2.
Hi, listen to Sassy, it's Beezo or Laura. I was just listening to the April 1991 Teen Life episode where Pam and Dave were talking about the call of the void, where they felt compelled to, you know, drop jump off buildings and cliffs like that. I have the most boring version of this, where anytime I'm on like a standard like desk phone, not a cell phone, but a desk phone, I have to keep myself from hitting the button to hang up. Like when I had a job where I answered one more frequently, I like literally had to put a post-it note over the button so I wouldn't hang up on the person who I was talking to. So I guess it's like less destructive, but way more nerdy, which kind of tracks with me. Talk to you later. Bye.
That is the void of the call, not the call of the void.
That's a nice piece of business.
Thanks. It just reminds me like the days when you used to have like a desk phone or a real Bakelite phone in your house. And now there is a couple of generations have passed that don't know the satisfaction of slamming a phone and the other person on the other line getting that pa-dong, you know, before the call ends.
Yep.
Which should be now an option for a cellular phone. There should be a hang up and a hang up angrily button where you get that same sound effect of somebody slamming down the phone, hearing that half a second of the bell inside being jostled around, that whole thing.
Do you think there's an app? Has someone probably made an app for that?
No, because it has to be part of the baked-in OS to make a call. So it would have to be part of... You could play... The most you can do is play a sound into your phone and then hang up. But that would be like, I got pa-ding, and then you're like, you're shuffling. You can hear the person shuffling with the phone. Pressing. Yeah. You're like, God damn it.
No. It's almost worth keeping just a phone, not even hooking it up or getting it, you know, having a phone number, just so you can hold your cell phone next to it and like slam it down. All right, let's hear some fashion calls, starting with number three.
Hi, Dave, Tara, and Pam. This is Kelly in Rhode Island. Rompers. So when I was a junior in high school, which was 92 to 93, I had the cutest short romper. And I worked at a drugstore, and I was so sassy, like walking around the drugstore with just being cute little 16-year-old. And then I'd have to go to the bathroom and completely disrobe in order to pee. And it was really, made me really vulnerable. I also had some overalls that, you know, that print with like the light pink flowers and the gray flowers and the black flowers, and it was like, or it was on a black background, and it was like, I don't know, it was ubiquitous in the early 90s. It was everywhere, and I have been thinking lately, I would really like to own something again in that pattern. Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
That was better because it was a jumper, but it was also, I could wear a shirt underneath, so at least I wasn't completely naked when I went to the bathroom. That's all I have to say about rompers right now. I love the show. Thanks. Bye.
It does make you vulnerable. Again, I mean, I don't know how many times I have to keep saying it. Like rompers and jumpers, not even once. Jumpsuits.
Yeah. I was going to ask, what's the difference between a romper and a jumpsuit again?
Jumpsuit is pants.
Oh, okay. Just the length of the leg.
Yes.
Once again, what are you doing here, ladies?
Yeah.
If you have a piece of clothing you can't escape from within 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Then you shouldn't be wearing it. It's a health hazard.
I agree.
Also, if you're in like a dangerous situation, if you're kayaking.
you take your clothes off quickly while you're kayaking.
What if a fish gets into the top of your romper and is wiggling down? You're all freaked out and you're trying to get the fish out. But the only way you can get the fish out is somehow standing in your kayak and removing the full romper and then throwing the romper into the creek or the river. That's a lot of balancing that you're probably not going to be able to do. You'll be standing up in the kayak. The kayak will flip over and you will drown, all because you're wearing a romper or a jumpsuit.
Yeah, not even once.
Not even once.
This is what I think when people choose a jumpsuit for their Taskmaster costume, which lots of women especially do and have even more of late in more recent years as they've become like a fashion item.
We see 3 minutes of the task, but I bet that takes at least an hour to film. And, you know, the craft services table is just off screen. You know, they're partaking.
Yeah.
Having a little bev.
Yeah.
And then they got to pee.
Yes.
And then you don't want to stop down production, nor would production stop down for you, probably. Mm-hmm. Time is money. So you just pee yourself.
Well, I mean, this was the problem with Fern Brady's costume, where she had that like metallic sort of bodysuit.
Yep.
And said, you know, if she seemed like she was anxious a lot and dancing from foot to foot, it was because she had to pee a lot wearing that thing. It was a terrible choice. Anyway, jumpsuits are bad, but they're trying to pass them off as fashion. And I don't approve. and I never will.
Okay, but what if you're wearing overalls? How hard is it to unbuckle the strap and overall and pull that down? Is it sort of just like 1% better than a romper, or is it more manageable?
When you take off overalls, you still have a shirt underneath. So you're not like tits out, basically, right, which is what you have to be when you're in a jumpsuit, because the whole top has to come down.
Yeah. And I just all... mean from a having to go pee standpoint.
I think overalls are easier.
Okay.
I don't really like them either.
Overall, but... they're easier.
Yes.
Delicious.
Clip four.
Hello, this is Nicole in Albuquerque. Okay, I know everything doesn't work the same for everybody, but my fingernails used to be really weak, and they used to peel off in layers and get really thin. It was awful. But ever since I started taking a daily dose of 800 micrograms of folic acid, they've been just really strong and nice. And so I would recommend giving that a shot, because it probably won't hurt you. 800 micrograms of folic acid.
That is the real end of the call. There was no goodbye.
It was a very just, folic acid really Board was. Of America training video ending.
Yes. I'm calling from Metabolife. Folic
Come back,
acid.
Folic
goodbye.
Acid.
Great tip.
But wait.
Yes.
Layers of the fingernail coming off, like onion paper kind of thing. Just mm-hmm. like you have the layers are separating somehow.
Yes. I've
That's
had that.
Disgusting.
It's not great.
Wait, does it come off like in a full fingernail shape?
No, it comes off like in strips. I mean, in my case, I don't know what other people are experiencing. But like if you get a hangnail, sometimes it'll split, and then that's like it weakens your whole nail because part of it will peel away.
I didn't get hangnails until 10 years ago, mm-hmm. and they're the fucking worst. Maybe I should start taking folic acid.
Maybe you should.
Yeah, maybe I should.
800 micrograms is what I heard.
800 micrograms of folic acid. Science.
I know this is a supplement that they usually give to pregnant people, so look it up before you start taking it in case you grow a pair of boobs in the back.
Oh, okay, because I want to get pregnant?
No, because I don't know what.
I won't
how
be
else.
Able to after this.
Skin Science Update.
Clip five.
Pam, Tara, Dave, it's Front Porch Kelly from Alabama. So listen, this is more for Pam. But anyway, so the other day I was talking on the phone to Jamie, you know, leg shaving Jamie, my sister. And we were talking about like menopause and stuff like that. And she said that she had read somewhere that women like in India or something were using yams to help with the menopausal symptoms. And I said, oh, well, I didn't realize that I was on the phone with Pamela Ribbon. And we both started laughing and went on about our conversation. And then the next day I was like, So I Googled it and I ordered some yam cream off of Amazon. I don't know if it's going to work the way that Bonafide worked for you, but it was only $20. So I'm going to let you know if wild yam cream helps with menopausal symptoms. Anyway, all right. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Love this call.
Before she explained that it was a cream, I was imagining them mashing the yams and like making a bikini out of
putting
it.
Putting them places? Yeah. No, no. It's a cream.
How many bottles of this does Pam currently have in her house?
Well, it's cream, so it's probably a tube or a jar.
Mm-hmm.
Six?
Yeah, probably.
I just love that now Pam's name has become a punchline for this wonderful tendency that she has. It's really brought a lot of joy to people. And I, you know, it's a little sad that she's not here to respond, but I hope that when she listens to this, and she will, that she will call and leave a message for the sassy line, because we need to play it.
Do you think Pam is less or more inclined to order a boondoggle product that is outside of Western medicine? Does it hold more or Ooh. Less appeal because it is not based in pseudoscience? Mm-hmm. It is based in, you know, tradition and folk medicine.
You know, I think it's 50-50. Mm-hmm. I think Pam is also susceptible to a fake science appeal. Mm-hmm. I think historically,
they are all her children.
I think she would be less sheepish, shall we say, about a wild yam cream than she is about some of the, let's say, FDA tested things.
You could read the ingredients on FDA cream and understand most of it, I think would be the appeal.
On wild yam cream.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very good. Pam, call in. Let us know.
This was a callback to a very, very long ago drop on the feed, clip six.
Hey, folks. This is Lindsay calling, and I'm catching up on old episodes, and I'm listening to the Tandoori Lady episode, and can I tell you how disconcerting it was to be in the car and hear, "Hi, Lindsay," at the start and try to figure out who the hell I had called? Anyway. Have a good one. Bye, y'all.
Well, now's the time to let you know that we personalized that episode for every one of our listeners.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's disturbing. Here's someone that never happens to me. I almost never hear my name in pop culture. So,
also, you're either the type of person that's comfortable using strangers' names after you just learned them, or you cannot. And I am never using somebody's name that I don't know. Like, if they have a name tag, I'm not going to say, "Well, thank you very much, Patrice." Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Lindsay, that you just heard her name when she answered the phone, I assume, is how Pam knew it. Maybe Pam just knows Lindsay from Hawaii.
Pretty sure she doesn't know the hostess from Kona Brewing Company.
No, but I am not that kind of person.
Pam's that kind of person, so it goes hand in hand with ordering wild yam cream.
Didn't do her any good, though. We didn't get the reservation.
No, they don't take reservations.
No.
Man, I could eat a piece of food right now.
Boy.
Goddamn.
Destroy it right now. Kona Brewing Company, Big Island, if you're there.
God, it's so good.
The pizza, so good.
Yeah, you may have had their beer, because I know that some...
Yeah, it's everywhere.
But if you... Yes, if you... They have a location, like a lot of brewing companies, where they use their spent wheat and stuff and make...
Their beer gunk.
Make breads and pizza, and fucking really hell, it's such good pizza. It's so good.
Yeah.
Now I'm sad.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stop being sad by listening to the horrifying call of the month, and just... This is your content warning, okay?
Uh-huh.
This is a call about... Uh-huh. Bad things that can happen when you're a customer at a restaurant.
Hi, Dave, Tara, and Pam. It's Marit, long-time listener, second time caller, but last time I called was a very long time ago. Anyhow, I'm listening to the April 1991 Fashion Etc. issue, and Pam is talking about being at a water park and finding like a Band-Aid in the water there, which is gross, and that required me to call with my own gross Band-Aid discovery story, which I still believe tops them all, because I was at a restaurant eating a French dip, so had sandwich and fries on the plate, and I picked up a fry, and buried amongst the fries was a used cooked Band-Aid. It was obviously one based on how it was looped. That had been around like a chef or line chef's finger and was like fried with the fries on my plate. And it was very disgusting to discover that there. I was cummed the entire meal, obviously, and did not eat anything else that was on that plate. And I don't think I've been back to that place since, because again, that can happen. We've all lost Band-Aids, but if you're a chef and you have a Band-Aid on, we've all seen The Bear. You're supposed to put gloves on over your fingers. Like, you see this on Top Chef, you see this on The Bear. If you have a cut on your finger, and even if you have a Band-Aid on over it, you put on the gloves because you don't want to lose the Band-Aid in the food. And as the person who has found the Band-Aid in the food, I have to say, do not do that. Yuck. Terrible. Anyway, love you guys. Thanks for all the shows. Bye.
Oh, did she explain how much she ate before then? That's like the piece of the puzzle I need to know.
No, she ate some because it was under the fries.
Right. She had to spelunk for the Band-Aid.
She didn't spelunk. She just picked up a fry and there it was.
That's spelunking. Going deeper.
Okay, yes.
It's like you've never spelunked.
That's horrifying.
That is so bad.
I've been reading the Lorne Michaels biography. I finished it 2 weeks ahead of book club, by the way. Congratulations to me.
Famous Band-Aid eater, Lorne Michael.
It's like 600 pages. But one of the little details that they get into is that the women who worked on the show in the 70s were like very aware of their weight, and that one of the things that they did to try to stop themselves eating what they felt was too much would be to like stub out a cigarette in their food. So maybe Band-Aid surprise. Diet aid, just kidding. Don't do that. It's not a, that's only a joke, not a suggestion.
Yeah.
But you probably didn't eat for the rest of the day.
What do you think the quick temporary fix is for that?
For what?
Finding a Band-Aid in your food.
I get it.
I remember when I was at the donut house in Thorold, Ontario. That was my first real job. And the donuts were made under a shelf, wooden shelf, where all the like towels and aprons and stuff are, and where you would pin the, you know, the current order, how many of this donut, how many of that donut, because it changed every day of the week. And at some point, somebody was baking and the thumbtack that had the thing fell into the, some dough.
Oh, no.
And somebody ate a pushpin.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Or the pushpin stabbed them inside of their mouth or something like that. So got to be careful.
Did they change their practices after that?
No.
Well.
I think it was just like, make sure it doesn't happen again. I think was the solution.
Oh, so, great.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't a well-run donut shop, but it paid pretty good for a high school job. So
are they still in business that you
No, they sold it pretty good. It was owned by two diabetics, so already not a great start.
Probably not.
You know, yeah, you can't really sample your wares. How you know you're ever going to improve? You can't. Or if you do, you die.
It's a cheerful end. Close it there, I guess.
Next time.
Next time, we will be opening up the May 1991 issue and discussing its teen life topics. Kim investigates whether guys make better friends than girls. Sassy shares results from a poll on what readers think about school. We'll learn what he said about hypothetical invisibility. What's that? You're missing a bummer feature? Don't worry. Christina talks to a young woman living with HIV. Phew. For my plug this week, Wednesday, as in Wednesday Addams, is her generation's Lydia Deetz, almost literally in that she is played by Jenna Ortega, who played Lydia's daughter in Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. I reviewed season 2, part 1 of Wednesday at Cracked, and we will link that in the show notes.
All right, you can support this podcast. It's $5 a month. Gets you some great perks like ad-free episodes and, of course, that cover-to-cover PDF scan of whatever issue we're talking about. Free for your download, and of course access to our Discord, where you can talk to us and your fellow listeners. You can also call us. Our hotline is 720-SASSY-GO. Leave a voicemail like everybody in this episode did. Tell us about where you found a Band-Aid and how much of it you ate. Our website is listentosassy.com. There you can find visual aids and links to episode notes and all that good stuff. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Well.